Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Just another day.
Had to dedicate this to myself.
He has got me.
Another day.
Yeah. The Lord has got me.
Yes, sir.
Bring on all these. In my mind. I'm losing pain. Seeing on Jesus.
Yes, sir. this song blessed me, and I want to share it with you. I hope it blessed you like it blessed me. Sometimes you get in a position where you ask God to just stand by you. And it was part of my testimony, is that I need God to just stand by me no matter what's going on. And I don't know, somebody else may be going through some things, and I just wanted to assure you that God will stand by you. But this song touched me because it let me know I ain't the only one been through some things. And for some reason or other, I thought about Evangelist Renee.
See,
the doctors don't understand it all. When you know God got you. Tell you to stand back.
Just another day.
Just another day.
That love He has
kept me.
I revoked it over the time.
Help me.
The name that soon would work. I believe the doctor said, the doctor said, I was the there was one moment how I was able to sustain so much stress on my body. And I told myself, when the storm gets so loud, it's a little please, Lord, stand by me. When the storm gets so loud, it's a little stand by me.
Today, that was touching to me to know that. That was some assurance as well, because it was letting me know that no matter what I'm going through, you know, the Lord is yet with me. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, Father, saints, and faithful in Christ Jesus. May I ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into this week's lesson.
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. We thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. That song took me back to a time when the Lord was dealing with me, and I just thank God for that song.
Amen.
Excuse me. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Matthew, the 5th chapter. And I'm going to do one of the Beatitudes. And we're going to do the 3rd verse. So St. Matthew 5 and verse 3 said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this day, thanking you for all those that are listening and those that will participate, Father God. We just want to give you for the day, Father God, and for the song that touched Pastor's heart, and just listen to the words. It gives us a deep revelation that you said in your word, you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you for being with us through the good, through the bad, and through the ugly, Father God. Lord, we just give you praise today. We're thanking you for this word that has opened up our hearts to let us know that you are dealing with our spiritual man. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, teach us and help us to understand the lesson as Pastor teaches this lesson. Let us take notes that we're able to meditate even after this time that we share God's word together. Father God, be with all those who have asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God, for you know what they're going through. You know what the situations are. And we know that you'll never leave us. And be with those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We know you are a healer because your word tells us so. Be with those that are bereaved and going through because you're able to keep us in perfect peace. So, Father God, whatever it is, whatever we're going through, Father God, we ask that you will lead us and guide us through the word of God. Allow your Holy Spirit to minister to us so that you are able to order our steps, that we will be led by the word of God, by the Holy Ghost, that the Holy Ghost will continue to work on each and every one of us to make us be those children you will have us to be, Father God. Dear Lord, bless all the listeners, those that are listening by internet, and be with those that you are ordering them for a special walk with you, Father God. We ask that you will bless our pastor, continue to be with him in everything that he does, and may he be led by the Spirit of God as he teaches the word. Help us to open up our hearts to the word. And Lord, we just want you to have your way. And we just give you praise, and we just want to say thank you for the word at noon. Thank you for all the listeners and those that participate. Thank you for our pastor being obedient to the word. And Lord, we thank you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer.
Yes.
God bless you. We're talking about the reality in this new and living way. And one of the reality is that we have to guard our heart. And one of the ways you guard your heart, which is your spirit, is what you put in it. Because the Bible says that so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And the last thing you want to do is have the wrong thoughts in your heart. And yesterday, we were talking about Jesus' thoughts, what he thought. And we got to get that mindset, because Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I think we left off at Philippians 2 and 6. So we want to pick that up, because you want to think like you're supposed to think. And that's what Christ did. He's our example. You don't want to think beneath what you are. Now, I know a lot of people out here want you to think money, 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 money. I know they want that. But that's not what you want to think. You want to think like Christ says to think. That's what you want to think. See?
Yes.
And so this week, we want to talk about how you get to that place. And in order to get to that place, you got to know. So let me just back up a few scriptures here so you'll know how this works. Okay, so in Philippians 2 and 6, if you'll read that for us, Evangelist Sharon.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Thank you for that beautiful selection, Pastor, and thank you for that beautiful heartfelt prayer, Pastor Bell. In Philippians 2 and 6, in King James, it reads, "Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." Amen.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible, excuse me. Think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what. Amen.
Read that one more time, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. It says, think of yourself the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what. Amen.
Although he was in, and the reason he's telling us this is because of what he said the verse before. And the verse before he says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So he's telling you to do this. Then he turns around and tells you why you should do this. And the why is because Christ, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And so the Messenger Bible says here that figure yourself the way Christ thought of himself. So put a period there for a moment. How are you thinking of yourself? Are you thinking of yourself the way Christ thought of himself? See, so is a man thinking in his heart, so is he. We're talking about the spirit man. So he had equal status with God. Watch out, watch out. I'm finna go there with you. I'm finna go there with you. You have equal status with Christ, brothers and sisters. So when he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, that's equal status.
Yes, amen.
Well, I don't feel it, Pastor. I wasn't taught that way. I don't care if you was taught that way.
Mm-hmm.
You've been born again. According to 1 Peter 1 and 23, you've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed. So that's a reason right there you ought to think like that.
Yeah.
Remember, you've been forgiven of your sins, and you've been washed in his blood, according to Ephesians 1 and 7. So what are you telling me here? That you can't think that way? Remember, you've been delivered from the power of darkness, translated into his son's kingdom. You got to think that way. You got to tell yourself, man, I'm redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. I've been redeemed from that mess.
Thank
See, your
you,
mind. Wait, just for the moment. I want you to take, because here's what has to happen with some of you all. Some of you all might need to understand Romans 12, 1 and 2. Read that for me, if you will, please.
Yes. That's Romans 12?
Yeah, 1 and 2, please.
Okay. Is it 1,000 King James? Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hath reproof is brutish. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will be condemned. Amen.
Is that Romans 12, 1 and 2?
Oh. Praise God. No, Pastor, it was not. It was Proverbs. I apologize. Romans 12, 1 and 2 reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embrace what God does for you. It's the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Really recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you. Develop well-formed maturity in you. Amen, amen.
Amen. Listen, brothers, I'm encouraging you to offer your mind to God, that it become renewed on the Word of God, so you can think like God, so you can think like Christ. That's what we're supposed to be doing, not thinking like the world. That's not our culture anymore. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:17, we're new creatures.
Yeah.
So we don't have to think like the world thinks. We have a new way of thinking if you will embrace that. And that new way of thinking is to think like Christ.
Hallelujah.
Just stop thinking like. And I said this yesterday, and I don't know how y'all took this, but I'm telling you, man, you can't be around here acting like a cat and want to bark like a dog. Your thinking got to be different.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. If you want to act like a dog, then you want to start barking like a dog. You know. And I got that from that commercial, because this man had this truck, and he throwed a stick out there, and that. When he came back, it was a cat that brought the stick back. Well, he started acting like a dog. That's something a dog does. That's the same thing I'm trying to tell us, brothers and sisters. You're going to have to start acting like Christ. I don't care what the outward looked like. That cat sounded like that dog. And that man, the other man, he was surprised. Went, wow, that's a cat? He acting like a dog. See, you can't be conformed to this world way of thinking. If you truly spiritual, then your mind is as an urgency here. There's an urgency here that you be, first of all, not conformed to this world. The other urgency here is that you be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So you can prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's your thinking. You got to start thinking differently.
Yeah.
And I like the way the Messenger Bible put that, you know, because we're not, or let me ask you a question. Have you become so well adjusted to this culture that you can't change, you can't get away from it? Because, you know, that's what the human nature does. It gets you so well adjusted to something and you can't get away from it, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't allow yourself to be bamboozled by the flesh. You got to tell your spirit man that flesh is not greater than you, that you think differently now. You're in a different culture. You're a spirit person having human experiences.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that don't fit in your box now. There was a time Amen. It used to, but it don't fit now. No, sir.
Mercy,
I see things through a different eye now. I see things as a saint, because that's what God has called me to be, as a saint. Matter of fact, the Bible says, John 8, the 30th verse, maybe 32nd verse, where he said, he set us free. You've been set free. You have really been set free. And when you've been set free, and you know you're free. See, that's another thing, too. A lot of people don't know they're free.
Mm-hmm. Have mercy, Lord.
They don't know that they've truly been healed by his stripes. And until you can see that spiritually, emotionally, physically.
Come on.
Let me tell you this. The Bible says in 2 Peter, I want to say it's in there. We'll read it. Because I want you to see who you are, what God called you to be. That's what we need to come to. In 2 Peter 1 and 4, read that for me. I think that's what it says. 2 Peter 1 and 4, if it's not, I'll find it. But this is who you are. This is what God says. But he can't give it to you. You have to take it. See? That's how you have to do.
Yeah.
So in 2 Peter 1 and 4, read that for me, Evangelist Sharon.
And by are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, this invitation we ever receive, we were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This is what you are. You're part of a divine nature.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Now, how I know that? Read the third verse. What does the third verse say?
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to the glory and virtue. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God. Amen.
Yeah. See, let me tell you what. You have to know what God is saying to you today, not what the old worldly life was. God wants you to know this new life, this new and living way. Because you remember in Isaiah 55 and 8, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. Remember? A lot of people want to put that on you. That's why you got to go to God's way of doing things.
Yes.
I'm not just suggesting anything. I'm telling you, God expects you to have his thoughts. He expects for you to have his ways.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Because if you listen to the world, you'll never get healed. If you listen to the world, you'll never be able to fulfill Philippians 4:13 that says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You'll never come to that place. You'll never come to that scripture that we always read over in 1 Corinthians 2:16.
Mm.
Yeah, you got to think that way. So you can have that. Remember 1 Corinthians 2:16? We won't read it out, but I want y'all to hear that. Because 1 Corinthians 2:16 goes right along with Philippians 2 and 5. The one you can and the other is past tense. That's what that is. That's past tense. So read that for us, Evangelist Sharon. 1 Corinthians 2:16, please. Thank you.
For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. From the Message Bible, is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit? Anyone who knows what he is doing has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That Spirit is an overcoming Spirit. That's part of what God promised us over there in 2 Peter. I think it was 2 Peter 1. That was what God promised to us. That was part of the promises.
Mm-hmm.
He's given to us these great and precious promises. What you thought that was, a house on the mountain or a house on the hill, a car? That ain't what he promised us. He promised us that we could be partakers of this divine nature. So as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. That's priceless.
Yeah.
I know everybody want to have a new car, new home, yada, yada. I know I'll give them all that stuff. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, this is far greater. Because you will leave here. And you're going to leave here. And you cannot take your Mercedes. You cannot take your Lamborghini. You cannot take that man. You can't take that stuff with you. But what you're getting here, believe me, you're going to be able to take it with you.
Yes, hallelujah.
And every preacher don't want you to have it, but I want you to have it. Because it was God's ability to act like him. That's what God's given us here. It's God's power that he gave us. The ability to love like he loved. To understand like he understands. That our thought could become his thought.
Mm-hmm.
Our ways could become his ways could become our ways.
Yeah.
It's absolutely terrifying to me to know that people don't want the promises of God. They I may have to play that song. Some people rather have silver and gold.
Remember
that song Kirk Franklin sang, silver and gold? Yeah. Some people rather have that. But, man, I'd rather have the word of God because I know when I leave here, I have one assurance. See, this is where my thought process is at because I know when I leave here, what I'm going to have in me, I'm going to be able to take with me. I ain't got to look back and say, well, you know, I'm leaving this for this person. No. I'm going into a situation which says to me, when God looks at my heart, not that 4-inch organ, not that. When he look at my spirit and see what's in my heart, he'll know that I put blessings in there. I put life, his life in me. That's what it's about, brothers. It's at the end of the day. It's about putting his life in you, getting his life in you, believing in that word. Standing on that word. And Lord, I thank you that I have the mind of Christ. I thank you, Lord, that greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I know, Father God, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I know, Father God, that you've given me that prize of that higher calling that's in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've chosen us. I thank you, Heavenly Father. See, when you stand before God, you should stand before him as a living stone and have been built up in his stuff, not the world stuff, that you are truly a new creature in Christ Jesus, that you're walking in his spirit. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, brother, I thank each and every one of you all. I want to make an announcement because on next Monday, hallelujah, yes, the Lord said differently. But on next Monday, we're going to switch over to, I call it the Word at Noon Section 2, but I'm going to ask Pastor to give you that number again. And at 12 o'clock, you can just call in there at this moment here. Pastor, will you give him that number, please?
Yes, Pastor. Praise God. All right. That number is 216-799-0090. Once again, 216-799-0090. Access code 680-1309. Code 680-1309. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Do you have anything you want to share? Before that goes, anyone, have anything you'd like to share? Because I had said I want to be one of the segments of this broadcast. Somebody may have something in their spirit they want to share.
Praise God. The scripture I'd like to share, Pastor, is 1 Peter 2 and verse 9, which says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Amen. And because of that,
hallelujah,
we can have the mind of Christ because we are new and a chosen generation. Praise God.
Praise God. That scripture is pretty powerful.
And if you somebody got the Messenger Bible, I would love for you to read it from the Messenger Bible. I can, but if someone got that in the Messenger Bible, please read that.
What about the 1 Peter?
2 and 9. 1 Peter 2 and 9.
Yeah. I'm so excited here. Okay, it reads as follows. Praise the Lord. But you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for high calling, a priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instrument to do his work and speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference. Tell others the night and day difference he made for you from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen.
But I like the idea he says that this is what you are. You know,
yeah.
If you are, you is. If
mm-hmm.
you are, you is.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
It is what you are. You are chosen. That's why. You are chosen. You are a part of a royal priesthood. You ain't no anybody. Stop thinking like you're anybody. You got to get your thinking right. You got to think, wait a minute, I'm royal. You got to think, wait a minute, I'm part of a royal priesthood. Hey, wait a minute. I'm part of a holy nation. I'm different. And then you get angry because people see you different. Man, you ought to start shouting. Every time somebody sees you different, you ought to say, hallelujah, I'm fulfilling the scripture.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I saw that scripture this morning, and I thought about that. And I'm so glad, Pastor, you brought it up. Because I showed them, I said, you know what? We are truly different, man. And so we get upset when people see us and they tell me, well, you know, you all this. And I'm holy. Yeah, I act holy.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
That's right.
Now, you want me to show you something? I'm in the scripture. Show me you in the word of God. I'm going to show you I'm in the word of God. Because you just agreed I'm in the word of God. You just said I was holy. You just said you thought I'm acting like I'm all holy, like I'm a holy people of God. You just told me that. Well, praise God. I received it. I ain't rejecting it anymore. See, I stopped trying to appease the world. I stopped trying to do that stuff because they don't know what they're talking about. In a way they don't, but in a way they do, because they see you as holy and they say, oh, you think you're, no, I don't think that, that's what the word of God say I am. So I'm not going there and finding the scripture. So the next time somebody says something like that to me, I put it on them. I say, let's go to First Peter. I want you to read this. Because you see me, what First Peter 2 say I am. You see me like that. Mm-hmm. So since you see me like that, and I think it's a marvelous thing. So, hey, let me go and show you this thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, because, see, I've been called out of darkness into this marvelous light. So it's a marvelous thing we're doing. Yeah, that, when people see that, it's marvelous.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't fight the feeling, people. Don't fight the feeling. I mean, I don't live with it, but don't fight it. Stop fighting it. Embrace it. Embrace what God called you are. So start thinking like that. I mean, that's what God got me on. He got me on that way of thinking like, oh, they calling you that? Okay. Well, they think you think you so holy, and you think you this, that, and that. See, they want me to be in their class, and I refuse to do that. And that's what you call reverse psychology. They'll say that to get me to not speak who I am. Well, the devil is a lie.
Hallelujah.
I'm still going to confess it because I know faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I'm going to keep on faith. Keep on confessing what the word say I am, because eventually it's going to take hold and change everything about me.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
I may not be patient with me, but I know God is going to, he's going to be patient with me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Anybody else?
Hallelujah.